Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. Exporting feeds with Downcast. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. I'm going to be demonstrating how to export your podcast feeds so that you can import them into another podcast client and you don't have to resubscribe to all the feeds in that client. I'm going to demonstrate how to do this in Downcast on my iOS device, since that's where my current podcast feeds are located. You can do this with iTunes. In each case, you have to create what's called an OPML file for your podcast feeds. And this file essentially gives the name of the podcast, the URL where it can be found, so that when you import them into another client, it will automatically go there and start downloading the latest episode. So I'm going to demonstrate how to export your feeds with Downcast. Other applications, you can use the same kinds of things. You can either email it to yourself, the OPML file, after it's created, and then another application can import it. You can send it to like a third-party application like Dropbox. Those are the easiest two ways to do it. So,
Downcast, settings, heading.
I'm already in Downcast, so what do I do?
Now playing, Tech Chat 100, podcasts, button.
There's the dock down here.
Podcasts, button. Playlists, add podcast, downloads, selected, more, button.
I want to go into more, which I'm already in more.
Tools, settings.
We have the options of settings,
tools,
help, and help.
Downcast app.com.
And the website?
Twitter.com, Facebook.com.
And Facebook. Podcasts, and Twitter, and then we're back to the dock.
Tools, settings.
I want to go into tools.
Tools, settings, back button. Export feeds to OPML. Now playing, Tech Chat 109. To export feeds to OPML.
We've got that.
Clear shared files. Clear social logins. Podcasts, button.
I don't know what that last one does.
Clear export feeds to OPML.
Check that out. We want export feeds to OPML.
Alert, would you like to email a copy of your OPML file or share it with your computer? Send via email, button. Share with computer, button. Send to application, button.
You can either send it to email, so you can email it to yourself and then import it into your new client. You can share it with your computer, which I don't have my computer kind of hooked in, so I can't do that. Or you can send it to an application. And it's going to create the OPML file and email it. You're not going to be able to look at it, you know, the file that Downcast has created. If you're on your computer, you can look at it. You know, if iTunes is creating it, it will save it as a file and you will have to go and copy and paste it into an email. Downcast is just going to create it and automatically email it.
Share with send via email button.
I'm going to show you how that works. Downcast, I'm not going to send it to myself because I don't need to.
To text field.
Of course, your to field. It brings up in essentially the iPhone email app.
CC Sprite 15 subject. Subject, Downcast podcast feeds, text
field.
It
puts a subject in there.
Message body, the attached OPML file is a backup of your subscribed podcasts. You can open this file using Downcast to restore your subscriptions or use it to transfer your subscriptions to another podcatcher.
Okay, and it attaches the file automatically. I'm going to get out of it.
Cancel.
I don't
button.
Need to do that.
Alert, delete draft, save draft, delete draft, button.
Going to delete the
settings,
draft.
Back button, clear shared files. Export feeds to OPML.
And then we'll look at sending the feeds to another application.
Alert. Would you like to email a copy? Send via email. Share with computer. Send to application. Button. Alert. Podcaster. Button.
And it's going to bring up the apps on your iPhone that can receive this type of file. So Podcaster is another podcast app on my iPhone. It can just export those feeds to Podcaster, and then they'll be in there.
Plain text. Button.
It can export them to my plain text folder application, which is an application that shares with Dropbox. I've done a TA Daily Tip on it. It was a while ago. And that's on my iPhone. Or
Dropbox button.
It can export the feeds to Dropbox. Let's export the feeds to Dropbox.
Home.
It's thinking.
Ryan Mushroom. BTNDE.
Then it brings up Dropbox, and it brings up all my folders.
Child's Play, Aaron and Jane, Joe and Aaron, Jonathan and Aaron, Legal Aid.
Lots of
main
folders.
Menu, Mushroom FM, plain text, public.
Let's export it to the public folder.
Choose a destination for the file upload. Dropbox, back button, public, heading, cancel, button, contains no folders. Create folder, button, upload, button.
And it says create new folder or upload. I'm just going to go into upload.
Uploads, heading, Add upload button. Recent heading. Downcast. Optimal. 3.3 KB. Uploaded just now.
Yay, it's there. So that is the Dropbox app. It pulled up the Dropbox app and I was able to do that. Don't get your hopes up, folks. I'm not sharing my podcast feeds with you. That file is going to be deleted. But
Dropbox button. Favorites button.
I wanted to show you how it worked.
AT&T network uploads heading.
I want to get out of it.
Add upload button. 95% battery. Dropbox button. Settings button. Selected. Uploads button. Favorites button.
The thing is, it goes into Dropbox and then it doesn't go directly
Downcast.
Back
One
into Downcast.
Item.
You have to go back
Downcast.
Into Downcast.
Tools. Settings.
It's done,
button.
But it takes you back to your tools.
Clear shared files. Export feeds to OPML.
And let's explore how to export them to Podcaster so that if I go into Podcaster, are they going to be there? Let's just see.
Alert. Would you like to email it? Send file. Share with computer. Send to application. Button.
I'm going to send it to the
Dropbox.
Application.
Button.
You know, you can't send it to the Apple iPod.
Podcaster.
Which would be
button.
Sort of cool.
Home. Podcaster. Importing. Done. Button.
And it brings up the new application. Now, in Podcaster, it says done.
Enter feed URL or OPML. Importing. Heading. Enter podcast feed URL or OPML URL. Also add to search. Switch button. Off. Login. Switch button. Off. Success Harry Potter podcast.
It's going to show me.
In progress.
That it's still working on it.
Success buzz out loud. MP3.
It's showing me that they're coming up.
In progress.
It's still saying it's in progress.
Finished importing.
Yay.
Finished importing.
Okay.
Switch button. Off. Login. Switch button. Also add to search. Enter podcast feed URL. Enter feed URL. Importing. Heading. Done. Button.
And I'm done.
Subscriptions backup. A backup of your subscriptions has been saved to the documents folder and can be accessed using iTunes file sharing. You can also email yourself a backup from the More tab. Okay. Button.
This is Podcaster.
Directory. Most popular.
And I'm not as familiar with it. I'm just going to get out of it. I just want to show you
that Downcast. One new item.
Be done. That is how you export your feeds in Downcast. That's how you import them to another application and how you email them to yourself. So that's a fantastic little thing. That's how it works in Downcast. And with iTunes, just to be clear, you can do the same thing. It's usually good to email it to yourself. If you email it to yourself through iTunes, you can open the email and the email will ask you what you want to do with it. That's essentially simple as that, exporting your podcast feeds with Downcast. The same process works in other applications. So it's great that they, you know, a lot of these applications seem to have that. It's simple as that, really. You don't have to create this file or anything. It's just there. It does it all by itself. So thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.